Welcome back to the Mike McFeely Show, live and direct from the Jack Trice Stadium on the campus of Iowa State University in Ames, Iowa. Of course, this entire program, most of it is dedicated to talking about the big Bison football game tomorrow, the kickoff to the 2014 season against the Iowa State Cyclones. And what better way to get us going even further down this path than to talk with the man you all know. We could just call him the man, capital T, capital M, and that would make sense to you, but his name is Scott Miller. He is the broadcast voice of the North Dakota State Bison on KFGO and all across the Bison Radio Network. Scott Miller, so good to talk to you. How are you doing on this fine Friday?
I'm doing great, Mike. It's always good to talk to you, and isn't it hard to believe, Mike, that the college football season kicks off tomorrow morning?
Well, and actually, it kicked off really in earnest on Thursday night because, you know, UND played last night and Minnesota played last night. And so yesterday, Thursday, as I was kind of, you know, making my way around town and getting some things done and doing my show yesterday in Fargo, I'm kind of going, it's college football season. And I'm strangely excited for it. And I don't know why. You know, as you get older, you're supposed to get less excited for football and more excited for, you know, golf and shuffleboard. But I'm getting really excited for college football. It's kind of exciting.
I think a lot of people are. And I know Bison fans in particular are just beaming about this season. I think it's interesting. Just the buzz that I'm hearing is that fans believe there's not going to be any drop-off from the back-to-back-to-back national championship teams that the Bison have had. And we're going to find out tomorrow against Iowa State. I think NDSU is going to be good, but I think probably the most intriguing part of the early part of this season is just how good are the Bison going to be early?
Well, and if fans are thinking there's going to be no drop-off, and I think that's a, well, I know that's Pollyanna-ish, you know, that's not looking at things realistically.
Right.
There will be a drop off, and the fans I've talked to, Scotty, have been kind of split 50-50. The real hardcores, the real guys who are on Bisonville and all these message boards, you know, they're talking about, you know, hey, we're going to be great, we're going to have a national championship, and that might be, that certainly might be, it might turn out that way. The Bison will still be a very strong college football team, but many of the fans I've talked with have said, you know, one of the exciting things about this season is that we're going to see a semi-new cast of characters, and we're going to see how they fare after this big graduating class went away after winning three national championships. So I think there's an excitement on a couple different levels. One, that the Bison are still going to be good, but also that there's going to be some new faces, and we're going to find out if indeed they can continue this great run.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, the biggest new face is quarterback Carson Wentz. How is he going to perform? We know that he's got the size. He's got a great arm. He's a really nice young guy and smart, and he's been waiting his turn patiently behind Brock Jensen, who, oh, by the way, is the winningest quarterback in the history of FCS, 48 wins, 47-5 as a starter. So you talk about some big shoes to fill. And I'm going to be very curious to see how Carson handles it. It's national television. It's 56,000-plus potentially who will be at Jack Trice Stadium. And so I think that the Bison defense is probably going to be salty right out of the gates tomorrow. But how is that offense going to perform? And I think Bison fans want to know that, answer to that question.
Now, I don't know Carson as well as you do, and you've been around him and around the team far more than I have, Scott. But do you get the sense from talking with him and talking with coaches and talking with people who know him that he's going to be able to handle this transition well, you know, mentally? Physically, it's one thing. Physically, he looks like an unbelievable athlete, and that's all great. He can throw the ball 75 yards, and he can run, and he can do all these things.
Yeah.
But he's filling some huge shoes, and he has the weight of a three-time FCS national champion team on his shoulders and 20,000 people in the Fargo Dome every Saturday saying, you better gall darn win the game, Carson. I mean, you know, he's got all that on his back. Can he handle that? That's a big responsibility for a 20-year-old young man.
It sure is. I think the answer is yes, but I'll qualify it by saying he's got to be nervous here for the first couple of weeks. He just has to fight some nerves. But here's what he has going for him, Mike. He is confident but not cocky. He is extremely well prepared. And from everything that Chris Kleiman, the new coach, has told me, is that the guys have really rallied around him and that he has great leadership skills. And I know that he handles interviews well with those of us from the media, and I think he exudes confidence. And so if the confidence that I am seeing just in one-on-one interviews carries over then to his teammates in the huddle, I think he's going to do well. I think he's got all of the physical tools. He's nearly a 4.0 student, and he had great success at Bismarck Century High School at the high school level, again, but still played well in championship-style football. So I think he's going to be able to step in and do a really good job. But again, nerves have got to be an issue, and how is he going to get along with an offensive line that's almost entirely rebuilt? Just one starter returning. That's one of the big things I'll be looking at tomorrow.
Me too, Scott. Scott Miller, voice of the Bison, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show this afternoon. We talk a lot about the players and all of the new players, Scott, and the offensive line being almost entirely new, and the interior of the defensive line missing players like Levon Perry and Danny Lukey and those great defensive linemen that led the Bison to those three national championships. But what fans have not been talking so much about, and nor have we in the media, quite frankly, is that it's almost an entirely new coaching staff, too. A new head coach, a new offensive coordinator, a new defensive coordinator, and new assistants all the way down the line. I think that's a big issue, too, especially early in the season, because Chris Klieman, he's been a head coach before, I think, at the Division III level, but This is a whole different ball game. And what kind of head coach is he going to be? You know, Craig Bohl was a very experienced coach at a high level and knew what he wanted to do with NDSU the last 3 years. I think there are questions with the coaching staff as well.
Yeah, you would think that there would be a feeling out process for Chris, who, of course, now he's been in charge since December, and he's taken the Bison through spring football, and so he's installed all the stuff that he wants to run now in fall practice. But what is Tim Polasek going to be like as the play caller, the offensive coordinator? I think he's going to do really well. I think there are going to be some different wrinkles from what we've seen in the past. And Matt Entz is the defensive coordinator. You're right. It's a new staff. These are all people that Chris Klieman trusts. And so I think that the camaraderie among all of the staff is going to be high and has been high from the get-go. But it has to be sort of a learning curve for everybody to learn how to work with one another and with some of the new coaches who are getting used to their new position groups.
Do you think the fact that NDSU does not have an athletic director right now, you know, Gene Taylor, again, he was that rock in the athletic department. And if you talk to the Saul Phillipses and the Craig Bohls and those people, they loved working for Gene because he always had their back. He was kind of the shield from the public and from the media to let those guys do their jobs, and he would protect them and look out for them. Might that have an effect, especially now? Let's say NDSU, you know, I'm not predicting this, but let's say they lose the game on Saturday. They have a tough early season schedule with Montana. They're going on the road to Weber State. Might that have an effect, Scott? Because that's another... It's just another new face in the department, or a non-face in the department. You know, Prakash Matthew is the interim, but he's not the full-time guy.
Right. That's a really good question, and I can't answer that. I would say that when Gene first announced that he was leaving and going to Iowa, that had to shake everybody up at least a little bit within the athletic department. And I think once they got into fall practice in early August, that the football team, remember, Craig Bohl always used to talk about being in a nuclear submarine at the Fargo Dome and getting ready for all these games, and he's, you know, sort of unaware of everything that's swirling around the athletic department as a whole. And I think maybe some of that is still true, that the Bison are so busy now just getting used to the new starters, the new players who are going to need to play at a high level starting tomorrow at Iowa State, that maybe they don't have a chance and the staff doesn't have a chance to sit around, because there's very little free time for these guys. They come in at 6 in the morning, the staff, and they're there often until late at night getting ready for all of these football games. So I don't know that it's really going to be a big factor here for the first game or two. But you bring up a good point. What happens if the Bison should have a little bit of trouble early in the season or suffer a loss that Bison fans are unaccustomed to over the last 3 years, and how will everybody react to that? I think that it's going to work out well in the end, but I suppose it could be a factor in the short term.
Scott, as always, great stuff. Have a great call of the season opener tomorrow, and I'll see you in the press box probably later tonight and as well as tomorrow morning. Good job.
All
Thank
right,
you.
Please. Yeah, thank you, Mike. It's always good to talk to you.
You bet. Scott Miller, voice of the Bison here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Kickoff tomorrow, 11 a.m. All the pregame festivities with Scott and his team, Ryan Gellner and his team, and then, of course, the postgame after with Scotty, and then Ryan Gellner with the tailgate show after that, right here on KFGO. Mike McFeely Show from Ames, Iowa. We roll on, and I remind you right now that My Boat Radio Waves is sponsored by Dave Noah of Remax Legacy. It is sponsored by Hard Lakes Meats in Pelican Rapids. It is sponsored by Ray's Sport and Marine in Moorhead. And Radio Waves is sponsored by Jordahl Custom Homes. Custom homes at affordable prices. That is Jordahl Custom Homes. This is the Mighty 790 KFGO.